troubles, no troubles on the line. And I can't stand to see you, I can't stand to see you when you're crying at home. Scotch and penicillin, please try Carlton. A cold black maple hanger and husband's on the run. I just got back from a dream attack that took me by surprise, and in there I met a lady, her name was Shady Sides, and she said, something so old be so wrong. Sin and gravity drag me down to sleep, to dream of trains across the sea, trains across the sea. In 27 years, I've drunk 50,000 beers, and they just wash against me like the sea into a pier.
Hello, everybody. This is Eliza with Confessions of a Freak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. More specifically, you were just listening to Trains Across the Sea by the Silver Jews, which is a song that was indirectly recommended to me. And by that, I mean I was tuning into another friend's radio show, and he played this song, and now it's been on repeat for me. So that tells you all you need to know about the magic of college radio. This song was the source of inspiration for the theme of the show today, which, by the way, Annika is not joining me, tragically, but she said she did approve of my theme, which I appreciate, and I hope she's enjoying her time at home still, or potentially travels back to Massachusetts at the moment. I'm not really sure. Anyway, theme for the show today is Soundtrack to My Life If I Were in a Twee Coming of Age Movie, which is pretty niche, and honestly, looking at the playlist I put together, ranges a lot of genres, time periods, general vibes. It's a lot of acoustic, heavy, shaky voices that are a little off-key in a very charming way. We have some older music that's a little bit more dancey, some newer indie that's a little bit more mellow. All I ask is that as you listen, you picture yourself in your very own twee coming-of-age movie, as I like to do when I listen to this music during my walks around campus and my commute to work. I think next up, I want to keep things upbeat, a little bit more dancey. Imagine in the twee coming of age movie, this is maybe the point where you go to a party and you're dancing around and maybe somebody catches your eye from across the room. I don't know. Maybe. Let's do Age of Consent by New Order. That is up next. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow. I really felt myself come of age listening to that song. Appropriately named Age of... Okay. Age of Consent. Okay. That works. By New Order, off of their album Power, Corruption, and Lies. Amazing song. Really, really a movie soundtrack sort of tune. Fantastic, in my opinion. Speaking of movies, I figured I would go through some of my personal favorite twee coming-of-age movies, seeing as they are all the primary inspirations for the theme of today's show. I'm going to strongly recommend Juno if you haven't seen it, if only for Michael Cera. Ghost World is really fantastic. Francis Ha, Rushmore. I used to be a big Wes Anderson fan. I don't watch his movies so much anymore, but something about Rushmore still hits. And I'll say my personal favorite is probably Submarine by Richard Iwadi. It's fantastic. All the characters have Welsh accents, which is really all you need to enjoy a movie. But it's also just so over the top and endearing and enjoyable. And I'm not sure if I'll enjoy it as much when I'm older and the characters seem less strangely relatable. So I'm trying to watch it as many times as I can now when I feel like I can see myself in the characters, even when maybe that's not such a good thing. Anyway, yeah, check out Submarine by Richard Iwadi. I think I have some songs from that soundtrack actually on my playlist for today. I will point them out when we get to them. Also, if anybody's wondering, I looked up the dictionary definition of twee because I was really just going off of vibes, but I realized I don't know what the actual dictionary definition of twee is. It's a British word, according to the dictionary, the Google dictionary, meaning excessively or affectedly quaint, pretty, or sentimental, which I think is a pretty good definition, and I think matches with the sort of idea that I had in my head, which is good, because it would be funny if I created an entire radio show off of a false understanding of what this word meant. But I think next up I'm going to do a little Belle and Sebastian moment, because what would a twee radio show be without Belle and Sebastian? And I'm going to go with an old classic. Up next is Piazza New York Catcher by Belle and Sebastian off of their album Dear Catastrophe Waitress.
Out with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be off at an end, and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private, and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza New York, catcher, are you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin, and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too, and Willie May. I love you, I've a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960s style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help a passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. Catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher boots religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed. He's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants. And the confession of the bench, life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. He settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Just listening to We Are Going to Be Friends by The White Stripes, and before that was Piazza New York Catcher by Belle and Sebastian. Both fantastic songs. Me listening to the songs that I picked out for my own radio show. Wow, these are so good. Who found these? These are awesome. Anyway, yeah, that song, We Are Going to Be Friends by The White Stripes, I want to say that actually is in Juno, as well as a couple other of these. A really fantastic movie that I would strongly recommend to everyone. It's really wholesome and it's sweet and it has a happy ending, which is always nice. Always nice to see in a coming of age movie. I don't know why, but that song makes me really emotional. I think it's twofold. One part of it is that music just makes me very emotional. I don't really get that way with my other favorite kinds of media. I really like to read. I really like movies. I hardly ever cry at them, except what were some exceptions? The Banshees of Inisherin, I sobbed at, and I did cry at the end of Song of Achilles as well. But those were rare exceptions. Music, not so much. I think this one makes me particularly emotional because it makes me think about my friends and how lucky I am to have them. And I feel, whoa, we have some some angry honking outside. Yeah, it makes me think of how thankful I am to have my friends, which is pretty on theme with our most recent holiday, I think. I got to see a lot of friends while I was home for the break. And yeah, it's just great to know that there are people out there that I can care about and that can care about me. And I won't lie, it makes me think about some friendships that are not around anymore. And that's probably what is making the tears come. But either way, it's a really beautiful song. As well as this next one, which is a little bit more upbeat. A lot more upbeat, actually. This is one of my favorite happy songs. And it's a quick one. This is Every Day by Buddy Holly.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
I know you may not be feeling the same way I am. Sweetheart, you're mine, and now our life is all planned. Nobody needs you the way you know I do. Forget what they say, let's start our life anew. Oh darling, I'm not so sure about our hearts aligning. At 16 years old, could this just be bad timing? Puppies pining. Listen to me, sweetheart, you are nothing when we're apart. I can promise you this, when we split the town, you won't be missed.
All right, you just heard two quick, sweet little songs. That was Baby Bride Rag by Roar, and just before that was Every Day by Buddy Holly. Already fawned over Buddy Holly a little bit, so I will now fawn over Roar again for what is perhaps the third consecutive week in a row. I don't know why this EP is just really working for me right now, the I Can't Handle Change EP. It all started with the titular track, I Can't Handle Change, which has been in a pretty constant rotation for me for the past few years, honestly. And with the renaissance, I guess, of the song Christmas Kids, I hopped back on the train and realized that every other song on this EP is a banger. No skips EP. Strongly recommend including that last sweet little ditty, Baby Bride Rag. I always get so paranoid, especially when I'm in the studio alone, because I sing along so horrendously to every single one of these songs. And if I don't have the studio headphones on, I'm not able to hear what's going through the mic. So I always get paranoid that I forgot to turn off the mic and that you guys can all hear my lovely backing vocals to all of these tracks. Maybe one day you'll get a little bit of a taste, but I don't think today is going to be that day. Let's see. Ooh, okay, we have some good ones up next. Again, me listening to my own music. Wow, this is so good and well selected. We have sort of the... This might be a controversial take. I feel like Alex G could be considered an up-and-coming king of twee, like twee for the modern era, you know, going away from the sort of 90s royalty of twee. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I just wanted to play an Alex G song. And this one really does make me feel like I am in a coming-of-age movie, as does a lot of his music, especially his album Rocket. That one's fantastic for any of my rural suburb inhabitants. That works. Yeah, that's just a really relatable album to me. This next song is not off of that album. It is off of his album Trick, which is also fantastic. But I am just going to let it play so everyone can enjoy it the way that I do.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. Pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else thought. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
Wow, you can't get more quintessentially twee than Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches. And before that, you were listening to Change by Alex G. What can I say? I'm a simple girl. All it takes to make me happy is a song with two chords alternating back and forth and a singer or singers, plural, whose voices crack a lot and who are not always quite on key. That's all it takes for me, and I'm satisfied because both of those songs rock. Anyone Else But You is in Juno, but I did in fact sort of get turned onto the Moldy Peaches by a different movie, not twee nor coming of age really. It could be argued as either of those things, but from the documentary, the music documentary Meet Me in the Bathroom, which is about 2000s indie sleaze, especially in New York, focuses on the Moldy Peaches, but I'd say the Strokes are really the star of the show, and then who else? LCD Sound System gets a decent amount of screen time, and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Karen O. And it's a really fantastic movie, really engaging, and got me into a lot of that sort of indie sleaze music that I wasn't quite as into before, including this song, which is, of course, a classic. I think we've kind of been going pretty mellow, and I want to go upbeat again. So to sort of transition us into that, I think I'm going to do one of my favorite older songs that has stood the test of time for all of us, I'm sure. This is Be My Baby by the Ronettes.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Such Great Heights by the Postal Service, and before that was the classic Be My Baby by the Ronettes. Both, again, great songs. The Postal Service's Such Great Heights I discovered actually through a cover of that song by Iron and Wine, I believe the name of the band is, which does a very slowed down, folkish version of that song. It sounds completely different, and it's also very good, but something about the electronic noises and beep bop booping in this song is really satisfying to me, so I definitely prefer this version. But if you're more of a slow folk enjoyer, I would definitely recommend checking out Iron and Wine's cover. And now I have a PSA. Remember your childhood memories when you discover the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Jeez, that felt so clunky without my partner in crime, Annika, here to provide me with the perfect segue into that. But I thought that would be a good PSA to do for today. Even though it talks about helping your child connect with nature, maybe we should all be helping our inner child connect with nature. Did you ever think about that? I just thought it fit with the coming of age theme, especially as somebody who grew up in a relatively nature heavy area. You can just say a rural suburb, it's okay. but I thought that would fit well with today's theme. Okay, wow. We've got 17 minutes. That's a decent chunk of time. We can get to some other bangers. Let's see. I think next I'm going to stick with the more contemporary indie slant, and then maybe we can go back in time a little bit more. I am just going to let this next song play. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Texture like sun lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Have I stayed too long?
You were just listening to Heathen by David Bowie. Before that was Golden Brown by The Stranglers. And even before that was The Magician by Andy Schauf. And it is now 2:55, which means I am in the final moments of my show. I think we're going to have time for one more song. But I hope everybody enjoyed coming of age with me on this lovely Sunday afternoon, and I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Remember, here's your movie list. We've got Juno, we've got Rushmore, we've got, oh shoot, I already forget everything that I mentioned earlier. Go back to the archive. Go back to the archive, listen, make a list, watch all those movies, and get back to me with a full report for next week when Annika will be back in the studio. Super excited for that. So for the last song, it was a competition between a bunch of stuff, and I'm just going to say honorable mention to The Fairest of the Seasons by Nico off of Chelsea Girl, which is a great twee coming of age album. We've got Love at First Sight by The Brobecks off of Violent Things, also a great album. I didn't play any Velvet Underground, that's actually a tragedy, but you already know about them. 13 by Elliot Smith. And Pulling Our Weight by the Radio Department. So there were a lot of rival forces for this last song, but I ultimately decided to go with Hiding Tonight by Alex Turner, which is one of my favorite songs off of the Submarine soundtrack, which is my favorite twee coming-of-age movie, so I thought it would only be appropriate. There are a bunch of other really amazing songs on this album, but I chose this one. So this is Hiding Tonight by Alex Turner. This has been Confessions of a Freak with Eliza, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope you have a great Sunday.
Tomorrow I'll be quicker. I'll stare into the strobe light flicker and afloat I'll stay. But I'm quite alright hiding today. Tomorrow I'll be faster. I'll catch what I've been chasing after and have time to play. But I'm quite alright hiding today. And and I will play the coconut shy. And win a prize, even if it's rigged, I won't know when to stop. And you can leave off my lid, and I won't even lose my fizz. I'll be the polka dots tied. I'll know the way back if you know the way. But if you are, I am quite alright, hiding today. Running colorful, no longer just in black and white. But I'm quite alright hiding tonight. And I will have a game on the coconut shine. And win a prize, even if it's rigged, I won't. No when to stop, and you can leave off my lid, and I won't even lose my fizz. I'll be the polka dots tied. I'll probably swim through a few lagoons. I'll have a spring in my step, and I'll get there soon to sing you a happy tune tomorrow. And you better bring a change of clothes so we can sail our laughing pianos along a beam of light. But I'm quite alright hiding tonight.